RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
We'll continue the Jet conversation, but let's get into a little bit of the Giants. And I understand that there are a lot of Giant fans upset by what transpired yesterday out there in Vegas as the Giants did to the Raiders. And we discussed it yesterday morning on the Football Sunday show. Giants took the field. By far, they were a more talented team. They were a 2.5-point favorite going into the game. We saw what the Raiders' intentions were with, obviously, Brock Bowers being placed on IR, Crosby going out there and attacking on social media and showing him on a trampoline and playing basketball with his kid and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, and he's a competitor, and he wants to go out there and play. And the Raiders showed you their intentions. For the Giants here, and we'll get to the Rappaport report here momentarily, but the Giants were never going to lay down like that. They just weren't. That is not, you know, what they believe as an organization. Now you might say, well, it we've seen a lot of losing. You want to see it play out where the Giants end up with the number one overall pick, where then it's a, you know, you have teams that are interested, whether, you know, say if Mendoza coming out of Indiana, and then you can go out there and get a cavalcade of selections and draft compensation, move down in the draft and help out your organization long term. Everything, you know, I am a believer that sometimes everything does happen for a reason. And the Giants as an organization were never going to go out in Vegas yesterday afternoon and basically lay down. First and foremost, you talk to players. You listen to Carl Banks, other guys, Willie Colon, who you're here tomorrow morning on with Jerry. You can't go out there and play this game half-hearted. Can't go out and play in the NFL as physically violent a sport and barbaric a sport. And I love it. I say that in glowing terms. As physically violent as the sport it is, you can't go out there and give out 60, 70, 80% effort. I had Giant fans call me up yesterday. Well, you know, you got to give Jackson Dart a pep talk and basically tell him that, or don't play him at all. But, you know, give Dart a pep talk. And I know he was saying it sarcastically that we don't need your best today. That's not the way you operate. It's not the way you go about doing it. And I said it, the Giants could find a way to lose yesterday, but they didn't. They gave you a great performance. You know, they picked off Geno Smith on a couple of occasions. That Okereke interception early really kind of changed the course and the context of the game. Dart with a couple touchdown runs. He was efficient. I think he ended up with a 91 quarterback rating throwing the football. The narrative of him and this great regression that we've seen from Jackson Dart after Daboll was let go. I mean, we could end that narrative with his performance yesterday. And the Raiders stink. Now you want to say, well, I mean, he looked a lot better because it wasn't Minnesota and Flores and that defense. For sure. The Raiders are not a good football team. They've been bad. They've been really bad all season long. You know, they've been an embarrassment to the point where you question, you know, the guidance of 74-year-old Pete Carroll as their head coach who was brought in year number one, and people question whether or not he's going to be out the door year number one. And the Raiders are desperate for a quarterback. The Giants aren't. You know, you see the Rappaport report that came out yesterday, and it was two-pronged in terms of, and sometimes you got to, you know, reports are out there for a reason. Things get leaked out for a reason at times. You know, but the Giants going out there as an organization doing their due diligence on Mendoza and leaving all options open. Number one, if they ended up with the number one overall pick, then, you know, that is a little bit of or a big time smokescreen because you want to have teams going out there and saying, well, if the Giants are still in play, then maybe it increases the capital, increases the, you know, the offer that I have to make for the number one overall selection. The other aspect of it, the Giants, I'm telling you, have their quarterback. You know, that Dart is, we've all talked about. You know, there's a lot to like when you look at Jackson Dart. You don't compound the problem. As we've gotten into this conversation around the New York Giants, which I've told you, I think is completely and utterly stupid. And I hate that term. I hate when my kids use that term. I don't throw it out there lightly, but I just think it is. Let's use the term. I think it's moronic. To go out there and all of a sudden now compound the problem where I know what I have in a guy like Dart, and I understand the new head coach is not going to be a guy that was part of the process of bringing Jackson Dart into this organization. I don't care. Dart is an attractive, makes the Giant job, outside of the Giants being a proud franchise, outside of the Giants being a foundation franchise, outside of the Giants being in New York, all those things. What makes the Giants even that much more attractive as an organization, and all jobs are attractive in the NFL because there's not a lot of them. But what makes the Giants that much more attractive is because they have the quarterback in play. You're not in search of that quarterback, which makes the job that much more difficult. It's difficult to win in the National Football League on a couple of occasions. If you don't have an offensive and defensive line, those are two of them. If you don't have a quarterback, that's number three. And quarterback is really at the top of that list. And the Giants have one. So Rappaport can come out on the NFL Network and say, well, and I know there were Giant fans out there. See, I told you. Not necessarily. And that's if the Giants lost yesterday and cemented home the first overall selection in this upcoming spring NFL draft. And as far as the general manager is concerned, we'll see exactly how it plays out, you know, a week from today. Because I think the Giants will make their intentions really make their intentions known with Joe Shane pretty quickly here. And as everyone wants to go out there and basically throw Joe under the bus, and I get it's been a lot of losing. I understand that. I get that, you know, you look at it and the failure of the past 3 years, and you can look at the inability to, you know, take advantage of the drafting of a guy like Evan Neal. Thibodeau has not been exactly what you anticipated coming out of Oregon. Banks, who had the kickoff return for a touchdown, hasn't really developed as a premier lockdown cornerback in the National Football League. But what the Giants and John Mara a year ago made the decision after the Giants season came to an end, and maybe he didn't have an appetite at the time to bring about wholesale changes within the Giant organization to stay the course. And sometimes as an organization, even though there is great public pressure, that you make the decision as an organization based on a number of different factors that you decide to stay the course, whether it be with the quarterback and Dart, whether it be with Abdul Carter and everything and the like. Now, am I making that decision? I am not. I'm not a co-owner of the New York Giants. And I understand that there are a lot of Giant fans that are very, very frustrated with how this season has gone. Very frustrated with how it has looked for really the last 13, 14 years for the most part. Since the Giants won their last Super Bowl in 2011. A lot of the missteps that you saw with McAdoo and Shermer and Joe Judge and obviously Brian Daboll, a lot of the personnel decisions that you've seen over the years and the decisions that have been made when it comes to the NFL draft, where this organization is right now. But I do think when you look at the general manager and you look at Joe Shane, that what Rappaport had to say yesterday, you know, where he is likely to come back, well, it doesn't mean that a defined decision has been made within the organization as well. And the Giants went out yesterday as a team, and you saw them play against an opponent that embarrassed themselves in the Las Vegas Raiders. You saw them play an inspired game, and give that team credit. It's been as frustrating a year as you felt as a Giant fan, each and every one of those guys. And didn't you want to see, and I mentioned it earlier in the when I kicked off the program, that the positive coming out of yesterday is this. Didn't you want to see Dart play well?
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake, delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, there has been this conversation around Jackson Dart where you've seen this regression. And, you know, now it's opened up the conjecture in terms of the Giants addressing the quarterback position in the NFL draft, which is, you know, silly. But didn't you want to see Dart play well? The quarterback changes everything for an organization. Now you got to go out there and hire the head coach. And you got to find the right head coach. A head coach that's going to be a little heavy-handed, so to speak. Maybe a little bit of an old-school mentality that's going to hold this team accountable, that's going to set the tone about what Giant football is really all about. On both sides of the ball, what are we going to be? What are we going to do? And you've got weapons defensively. When you look at Dexter Lawrence, as long as he's 100% healthy, and he had his first sack of the season yesterday negated by a penalty because Abdul Carter lined up offside. You look at Abdul Carter and what he has shown him, what he has shown himself as a, you know, an outside linebacker, defensive end prospect here the past couple weeks. You look at what Brian Burns has been able to do. I mean, there is talent when you're looking at the defensive side of the ball, and then you've got Darton Scadaboo, Malik Nabers, obviously Wandell Robinson, you know, is going over 1,000 yards. Has had a breakthrough season. The offensive line, you got to figure who's in, who's out. But you got to bring in a head coach that's going to bring it all together and get this organization back to where it belongs in the complexion of relevancy in the NFL and in the NFC East. And maybe, just maybe, as a team, as an organization, the decision is, well, yes, it's easy to make the change as the general manager, given the results that we have seen, but maybe staying the course is the right call. And we just need to bring in the right head coach. And we'll see if that ends up being the case. I understood why Giant fans were rooting for the team to lose yesterday. I told you that last week. I told you that yesterday morning before that game got going out there in Vegas. I understand it. You want to see all the pain, the misery, the frustration pay off, where at least you have the number one overall pick. It didn't work out that way. But what, in the end, what you got was Jackson Dart resembling the quarterback that we have seen that made you excited. And you know what? That's going to make a head coach excited to take this job. And we'll see who streaks free a week from today on Black Monday. And we'll see exactly where the Giants go for their next head coach, which is an all-important hire. As big of a hire the Giants have had as a head coach in quite some time, because you have the quarterback. And make no bones about it, the Giants have their quarterback.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.